Today's daf is daf Samech Dalad. We are on the beginning of the new parak, the ninth parak. The mission begins, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Poschen Adam B'chavod Aviv V'imo. A person can be Pesach, can find a Pesach in order to undo a nether. We said to do a Tar Sadarim, you have to have a Pesach, a certain exit strategy. So the honor of a parent is a good enough Pesach. So the Ron explains the top here, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Poschen Adam B'chavod Aviv V'imo, She'omrim Lo. We say to the individual who took the nether, "Ilu ha'yisa yodesh mevazen avicha v'imecha." Had you known that your nether would have embarrassed, would have disgraced your parents, al shata kal b'nedarim, that you're so lenient respecting the dharma, you took a nether so easily, u chadamina and the karlu risha bar tadika, they're going to call you a rasha, the son of a tzaddik, risha bar risha, klum ha'yisi no there. Would you have taken such a nether? You're embarrassing your parents. They raised a child to the rasha. O lashon acher. Or they're going to say, oh, you probably learned from your parents that they also mezalzim b'nedarim, so you followed in their path. I don't know if you remember the end of Masechta Sukkah. We actually had one of the simum at Ricky's house. This was the one Pesach time, I think it was Sukkah. I think it was Pesach time.
Yeah,
exactly. I didn't want to say that, but too many people in your house, I guess, germs. Yeah. This came back from the trip.
I remember there was Moshe Sivan was sick. And he gave me a big hug. I gave him a big hug.
Okay, and Sheldon, that's when Sheldon joined for Beta. He was for a few days, and he got sick for a couple weeks. Okay. Right. So in that, at the end of Masechta Sukkah there, we spoke about one of the Mishmaros that had a separate, everything was separate. Mishmaros and the Kahuna I think their locker was closed off. Something that made them stick out. I forget all the details of it. And there's someone of the family, Bilga, from that family had, I think, married a Nachri or something like that. So the Gemara had two reasons why. One is a disgraceful for the family, or number two is, if you see her walking the street, they're going to say, oh, she probably saw this from her parents. So it wasn't only her problem, it was her parents that really caused her to do this, something along those lines. But these seem to be the two days here. When you see an individual doing something, it's just embarrassing to the parents, or it means the parents made some type of mistake in the chinuch, or how they had kavod, or zilzil for the nedarim. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, looking at Tosa, says anything different here? Yeah, the Tosa has the same two reasons as the Ran says. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, that's all according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one may use a kavod of a parent as a Pesach, had you known your parents would have been disgraced, would you have taken the nether? And if he says, I wouldn't have taken it, so that's an exit strategy. The Chachamim Osim Chachamim don't allow one to take such a use such a Pesach, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. The Ran tells us. So Amar Rabbi Tzadok Ad Sheposchin Lo B'Chavra Aviv Imo Hivtechlo B'Chavra Hamakom. Wait a second. Why are you going to the honor of parents? What about the honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The honor of Hamakom. So would you have taken a nether had you realized you would be disgracing Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So Imkay, that's the case. Ain Nedarim. There would never be Nedarim because every nether in essence is going to be a zilzul to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So is Reb Tzadok, is that all Reb Tzadok, therefore he's saying you can't use the kavod aviv imo? I'm trying to think, when does his statement end here? Yeah, I think he wanted to use, you can use kavod imo. Yes, you can use kavod makom, and they respond back, there's a girsa change here. It's supposed to say, amrulo, they say back to Reb Tzadok, imkain, if you're going to use the kavod of the makom, then ein nedarim, there's never going to be a nether, because every nether is in essence a zilzah for kavod hamakom.
Right, even Rabbi Eliezer would know that he don't do that.
Right, he draws a line.
Right.
Okay.
But there are some holds that Nedarim is not an act of Hashem, no?
It's a good point. We did see Machlokas a few times whether or not Nedar is a good thing or a bad thing. Some say nether is like building a bummer, and if you're making the nether, it's like you're being mocked in a bummer. Others say it's a good thing, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's the pasuk says.
Came to the Kohen, said good for you.
Yeah, you like that story, right, about him. So I guess you have to say that this Mishnah is assuming that nedarim are bad, or maybe that's good for the machlokas of Tzadok and Chachamim. But Tzadok says not every nether is bad. Only those nedarim that are bad are a pagam the kavod makom that you could be matir. But Chachamim say no, all nedarim. Maybe that's machlokas. Let's see if anyone says that.
Doesn't sound right. All nedarim are bad.
No, I think it's saying that when people do nedarim bekalus, I think that's a bekalut. You know, like if you, the guy who keeps on saying give nedarim for this and that.
This guy's a stan, bro. Most people are not stuck. But they have not tried to be stuck.
No, it seems from that, listen, if they did a whole masechet on the Darim, it seemed that in those days they must have been people who were like doing the Darim left and right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, let's look at this Ran here. See the Ran, Amrulo Imkain in the Darim, it's around halfway down the narrow lines, Kolomar. Afil Rabbi Eliezer mo de la Rabbanon the kavod makom ein bahu poskim. Rabbi Eliezer, who allowed one to use the kavod of the father and the ima, the father and the mother as a pesach, they wouldn't allow you to use the kavod of the makom. Dim isa the poskim ein nedarim, because had you use a pesach for the kavod of the makom, there would never be any nedarim. Ubegamar mefarish my davar shebeinu lebein aviv ima kigon shasub hanasa. So I guess the Gemara is saying here what the Ran alluding to. We're not going to appreciate this just yet. It sounds like the only types of nedarim that the parent that you could use kavod makom is something that's between them and the parent, the child and the parent. It sounds like. So umiu, the Ran continues, nihid de maskinan ha'achad ein poslim b'chavod makom. We conclude that one may not use the kavod makom as a pesach. Dafka b'chavod makom hu de ein poslim. Only the kavod makom one may not use. Mishum de imisa the poslim ein nedarim nischar nedarim yafet. The nedarim wouldn't be nullified properly. Kedisa b'gemara shein shem adam shi'as panav lomar shafilu hayoyodesh shumeka b'kavod makom hayonoder. No one would ever be so brazen. The Gemara is going to explain to us to say that had he known that he would have been make on the kavod makom, he wouldn't have taken a nether. Or certain, so no one would say, right, the other way around. No one would say, yes, I knew that my nether would be a disgrace to Hashem, and I still took it anyways. No one would be so brazen to say that, even though he might have felt that, he wouldn't admit it. And therefore, every nether, it wouldn't be a good mati of a nether, because we wouldn't know if he's telling the truth or not. V'afilu lo haya nimna lechach mitchila yishak elomar kein. And even had initially, he wouldn't refuse to say this. Now he might lie to say, yes, he didn't do this. Hey, had he known it was a bizarre Hashem, he wouldn't have taken this. So you can't trust the guy using this. Aval, says the Ran, v'chavod mitzvah achas poskim. If there's a kavod of a one mitzvah, we'll see an example hopefully in a second, then you can use that as a pesach. You may use that as an exit strategy, meaning...
It's the same thing.
What?
It's the same thing.
Let's see what the Ran says. The Mishnah is going to tell us tomorrow's daf. Poschelom mina kosev b'torah, you can be poseach in a pasuk that's found in the Torah. Ilu hayusi yodesh ata over alosas sosisna sachicha b'vavecha, kum hayisi no der. If you realize that you have been over the violation of hating one's friend... Hating a friend, hating a person, would you have taken another? Mishum de mitzvah achas, when it comes to one mitzvah, kihani de mani tana lochamir lehulin shiklihai. One mitzvah, a person would have been willing to say, yeah, I took the nether. Again, the point is, we want to know if he's telling the truth or not. We have to know, had you really known in the beginning, would you have taken the nether or not? So we're saying, if we said to a person, had you realized your nether would have been pogame in the kavod makom, would you have taken it? And no one would ever admit, yes, I would have taken that, even though he might really want to. So we can't trust him when he says yes or when he says no. But a person would be brazen to say, do you mind, would you have mind taking the nether even though you're violating Avera, one Avera? He would have, yeah, it's one Avera, no big deal. A person would admit to that. So therefore, if he says, had I known that, I wouldn't have taken it, then we trust him when he says not.
But is this in reference to an Avera, the Avera of having a nether? Or if he does, he cannot do a nether on something that's Asur because we say it's not Chal.
Correct.
So this is talking in general about doing a neder and saying, listen, would you have known, if you would have known that it's an avera to make a neder, would you have done it?
Well, no, not neder. Let's say I say to David, you cannot have any of my food. I'm not serving anything. You can't come to the Daf Yom Yishir anymore. So that's going to cause sinah, schinam now.
From that point of view.
So had I realized he would have hated me, then I would have been violating, or he would have been violating the avera of Lo Sisna Sechicha.
Okay.
Would I have taken it? What?
Bilvarecha.
Would I have taken it? I didn't realize that he would have caused this Isser. I didn't know that. Or maybe I said, yes, I don't care. I don't like David that much. I don't mind violating. It's one Avera. Right? It's fine. I have many other Averas. But to say to the Bizayon to cover the Malcolm, no one would be so brazen to say that.
I did worse things to him than this.
Right, exactly. Okay. Fine. So back to the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, so again, there's Machlokas. Firstly, whether or not you could use kavod aviv v'imo as a pesach. Then there's another machlokas whether you could use kavod hamakom. So then the Gemara says, modim chacham. The Mishnah says, modim chacham in Rabbi Eliezer, b'davar shebeinu lebein aviv v'imo sheposchlo b'chavod aviv v'imo. even though the Chachamim said before that they do not allow you to use the honor of a parent, if it has to do with a parent, then you're allowed to. But if it has to do something completely irrelevant to them. Right, so that's an example where I was going to say, if I prohibited my parents from getting any hana from me, that's related to them, then I realize it's going to be a disgrace to them as well, and then I could use that as a Pesach. But let's say I took a nether that, David can't use have any food from me, no shaykh if it's my parents, so I can't use my cover to the parents as a Pesach lefi the Chachamim. Ode. Moreover, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer poschim benolad v'cham osrim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can use a Pesach when it comes to a nolad, something that is it doesn't exist now, but it will exist later on. We'll see. And Chachamim prohibit using such a Pesach. So what's a nolad? Ketad. So Amar konim shani nehen elish ploni. I'm taking a net that I can't get hana from Reuven. Then asks a sofer. Now Reuven becomes a sofer, and I need him to write my mezuzahs and my tefillin. It's a nolad case. Oshaya masias beno, or there's a girsa change there. Sorry, bito should be. No, Pekarov.
How do you know these girsa change?
It is a little gimel. You see that gimel parentheses in the Mishnah.
Oh, yeah.
If you look on the Mishnah side, you can see it. So, or he's going to marry off his son. What does that mean? Marry off his son.
Ked beno Pekarov.
That meaning what? That the he's married.
Same back to the same guy that you know. So
no, meaning I am another now from you, and now you are marrying your son, and I want to be at the Suda.
Uh huh. Okay, so you want to come to Suda,
right?
When I'm marrying off my son. Okay. Right. That seems a little bit. That's how the sofer. I understand the sofer is really it's really needed.
But the guy liked
food. He liked to eat. Well, I don't see the tzaruch there so much.
He liked a bit kiddish.
I guess. Is there any comments on that one? Okay. No. Nothing. Okay. Either way. So that's an example of nolad. Another case of nolad, and then he
says. Here it says, "Shari nisuim him davar matzui b'shchiyach." It's a different question. "Veinam tzrichim lechashev kinolad." Odam arvosh mefarish medubar kam b'mikre shehaneder haya lizman mesuyam umeata lo kashe klal sheken nisuim betoch zman mesuyam veinam davar matzui b'shchiyach. Okay, but it's not.
This is the point he's trying to emphasize here, that it's not shchiach. If something is shchiach, something's common, so then that wouldn't be nolad necessarily. It has to be something that's unexpected. So these are two examples of what nolad is, and the Mishnah continues to explain. Vamar, now the Modar, the one who took the nether, says, Ilo ha'yisi yodea, had I known shehu nasa sofer, that this individual Ruin would become a sofer, oh she'amas is beno b'karov, that he was going to marry off his son, lo ha'yisi noda, I wouldn't take a nether. So that's nolad, and in nolad again, Rabbi Eliezer says one may use nolad as a Pesach, but the Chachamim say one may not use nolad as a Pesach. Okay. So the Mishnah says further. Konim the base shani nichnas v'nasa base knesses. The guy says this house. I'm thinking that I can't walk into this house. Turned out they took this house and turned it into a shul. So Amar ilo ha'isi yodei shunasa base knesses lo ha'isi no there. So I had I known this would have been a shul, I wouldn't have taken the net in the first place. So again, Rabbi Eliezer mater because he permits one to use a nolad as a Pesach, and the Chachamim Osim prohibited one to use Pesach as a nolad as a Pesach. And he's not allowed to enter this base knesses unless he finds some other way to undo the nether. What?
Chachamim.
Yeah, l'chor is l'chachamim. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "My ein nedarim." So what do you mean they know the nedarim? So this is going on the stage of the Mishnah where we said that Reb Tzadok thought one could use, just like the Rebbe Elazar thought you could use Chavod Aviv and Chavod Imo as a Pesach. So to Reb Tzadok thought you could use Chavod HaMakom as a Pesach. Had you realized your Nedarim would be a Zilzal for Hashem, would you have taken the nether? No, I wouldn't have taken it. That's a Pesach. And the Chachamim say back, wait a second. If you could say that, there will never be nedarim because every single neder is in essence a pagam lezil to the kavod hamakom. So ask the Gemara, what does it mean my ein nedarim? The Chacham said that there are no nedarim. Amar Abai explains im kein ein nedarim nitarim yafir. What it means is, of course, there are nedarim. It means that the darm will not be nullified properly. So the Ron explains in the last round of the page, "My ein nedarim, amar bai im kein ein nedarim nitarim yafe shafilu im mitchilo hayam nimna." Let's say initially he wouldn't have held back from kavod hamakom. We didn't care about kavod hamakom initially when he took the nether. Mipnei kavod hamakom lo yaz panav b'gachl pnei chacham. Because, meaning, but now he would be.
Meaning, in front of the chacham, he wouldn't dare to say, "Yeah, I don't care about kavod hamakom." He would always say that, "Yeah, if I knew." Kadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't do that.
Correct, and then it's a wrong petach, and he's all.
So meaning he did it purposely, connected to Kavod HaMakom,
but
he would never
he's
admit.
Embarrassed to say that he wouldn't have cared.
And then the Ron continues to explain, V'yishaker, V'yomar, he's going to lie and say, Ilo ha'yisi yodei, Allah ha'yisi yodei, ah, you're right, had I known, I wouldn't have taken the neds in the first place, I didn't realize it's a zilzal Hashem. Nim s'shein nedar mutarim yafe, it wasn't undone properly, because he really did mean it. He didn't care about the Kavod HaMakom. He was just embarrassed to admit that in front of the Chachamim. U'mishumachi, for this reason, mod the Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan, shein posel lo b'Kavod HaMakom. Even here, even though Rabbi Eliezer thinks that you can use Kavod Aviv Imo, they draw the line and say you can't use Kavod HaMakom because you never know whether he's telling the truth. Miu b'Kavod Aviv Imo pliga, but there still is a machlokas with respect to using a parent's Kavod. The Rabbanan Asri, the Sfilei lo shena b'Kavod HaMakom, lo shena b'Kavod Aviv Imo, ein adam meiz, hokach ein posel. Chacham say, just like by the Kavod HaMakom, a person wouldn't be so brazen to say, I don't care about the Kavod HaMakom. He would certainly say, oh, I didn't realize. So too by his parents. He has a certain amount of respect for his parents and would not admit in public that he didn't realize and he wouldn't have been mezal to his parents. Maybe he really wanted to be mezal to his parents. He just couldn't admit that in public. So there too, the Chacham can't trust him to admit that. But Rabbi Eliezer Savar, b'chavad amakom hudein adam meiz, a person wouldn't be so brazen to say, oh, well, I don't care about Hashem. Aval, b'chavad aviv imo meiz hokach poskim, a person would say, I don't care about my parents, I took the nether anyways. And therefore, when he says that I didn't realize we would have kavod, and he says I didn't want to be mezalzel, then we would trust him. That's the machlokas, the way Ron explains it. Okay.
But why he comes to matter the nether? And if he wants to matter the nether, why he wouldn't admit that, even if he lies, that, yeah, I don't care about my parents. If he wants the nether to be matter, so he say, yeah, for sure.
No, the Chacham only have the ability, they can't end the nether, they only have the ability to uproot and say the nether was never a good nether in the first place. So only if he says, oh, I didn't realize that, then that means the nether was a toast.
I understand, but that's the reason he came to mevatel the nether, right? And they are looking for petach mutar. So they're using the parents. And they said, with the parents, he said, I don't care about the parents. But now he cannot get out of the nether because he said, So it doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because if he wants to muffle the nether, he would say, yeah, I care about my parents. Which, in essential, most people do care about the parents, and they would say, yeah, I didn't.
Well, that's the machlokas here. That seems to be Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer.
But if he wants to be matter the nether, so anyway, like we said, the kavod shel makom, we said the kavod of the parents.
No, but the Chacham are saying,
because
we don't
know. Because his whole reason is to matter what he did.
So what? Just because he wants to get rid of it doesn't mean he cares about his parents. What?
He would lie.
No,
anyway.
We only trust him. What would a person do in general? Does a person care about the honor of his parents, or does he not care about the honor of his parents? So if he normally cares about...
That gives him the logic.
This guy is a lowlife, and he just wants to get out of this nether, even though he's not really going to get out of the nether, even though he now has an aveira because he's really transgressing the nether, so he's going to say whatever he wants.
Yes, that's whatever they want.
Right, whatever they say. Hey, whatever you tell me to say, I'll raise my right hand and say.
Yeah.
If he's that kind of guy, yeah, he'll say whatever he wants. But I think the assumption in the world is, no, he's not that kind of guy. Help me out of this.
Listen,
if
he's not a lowlife, he would care about the kavod of parents. So you're getting to the same spot.
Exactly. No, so he'll say, yes, I do care about the parents. Now give me another Pesach.
Why another Pesach? It's enough or not? It's good enough.
But he doesn't. He has to say the truth.
Fine. So if he doesn't care, we'd say it anyway. If he cares, you say the truth. I do care.
No, first of all,
so
it's not or nothing. It's not like a person either keeps everything or he keeps nothing. A person, the fact is, the fact that person's coming forward to ask for hataras nedarim tells us he's trying to do the right thing. It's a good guy. He wants to do the right thing. So just because he wants to do the right thing doesn't mean he necessarily... Wait, slow down.
The Gemara only assumes that you will die in a case that you're going to be embarrassed. Not on any case. In the case of Hashem, they know that nobody's going to tell in front of judges, you know, I don't care anything about Hashem, because they think that the guy is a good guy and he's going to be embarrassed to say that. So it's the other way around.
Fine, no. But with the parents, with the case of the parents, he's a good guy. Therefore, he cares about the parents. Therefore, he's not mevaza them because he would admit, if I knew, I wouldn't do that.
No, it's not true. Are you a good guy, David? Are you a good guy? Have you ever been disrespectful to your parents?
Right, exactly.
What? Have you ever been disrespectful to your parents?
Billion times.
Okay, so just a guy's a good guy. We've all been disrespectful to our parents, especially the younger guys.
Fine, but if you'll tell me, if I knew that it would be another thing to the list, I wouldn't do it. I say, yeah, I wouldn't do it.
No, you're not
a good guy.
But you could say, listen to me. This neder was for me more important than what my parents might think about it. But you would never say, listen, I'm going to do a neder even though Hashem prohibited me to make a neder.
Ani lo maskim, te lo mvinim oti. Next.
Okay.
Fine. The Gemara continues now on Samech Dal Mabez. Rava gives a different explanation. When the Mishnah says, the Chum say that there ain't, if Imkain ain't Nadarm, if that's the case, they're never going to be Nadarm. If you could use covered Makam as a Pesach, there's never going to be a neder. Rava Amar, Imkain ain't Nadarm, Nishalim the Chachamim. You can never have a Sheela to a Chacham, meaning. The Ron explains here. Top line. Rava Amar im kain ein nedarim nishalim l'chacham im kain teposchon lo b'chavre makom. If you can use covered makom as a Pesach, lo yihu nedarim nishalim l'chacham shekol echa ve'echad poseach Pesach zeh l'atzmo. Each person is going to create this Pesach on his own. Sharei Pesach zeh roi l'chol ha'nedarim. This is relevant to every single neder.
Every time you do a neder, you can say that.
Say it again, that.
Every time you do an either, you can say that. So people would just do it, they take the kula away themselves.
So, themselves.
If you assume an either
meaning because it's never going to be a case where they won't let you. If that's acceptable, you can always have a Pesach. So why should I go and ask a Chacham?
Uh-huh.
It's always acceptable.
And so what's wrong with that, though?
So what's the whole point of that?
What's wrong with that, I guess? That's a good question.
I think the point is that you're not allowed to be matir on your own. You need a chacham. The only way it works is through a chacham. But if I say, what do you need a chacham for? It's covered a makam. I can do this on my own. I don't need him. So I know the one halacha that you could use it as a Pesach, but I don't know the other halacha that you need the chacham to be matir me. So just walk away without having being matir the neder. That's, and therefore it won't be mutter at all. According to Abai, it's not mutter yafe, we don't necessarily trust the guy. According to Rava, it won't be anything because he's not even going to go to the Chacham.
You didn't learn yet what's the process of that Tava, right? What's the mechanism behind it?
We touched upon it a little bit. I think we spoke about there's a Taras Nedarim. We spoke about it a little bit. We mentioned Taras Nedarim a little bit towards the beginning.
Yeah.
About it's Nekar Meikaro. That undoes it from the beginning, a little bit, I think. Looking around here.
It would also apply to the Avi Ve'imo, because whoever has an Avi Ve'imo, it would automatically mean that you can.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But you cannot Meshaych any neder to Avi Ve'imo. So for that, you need to keep the Chacham around.
So that's the Ron asks. We look at the Ron here. Look at the Ron, three lines from the top, last two words, Vakashalon. Kashalon, imehai taima, modu Rabbi Eliezer b'chavad makom. If this is why Rabbi Elazar admits by makom, you can't use covered makom, because then everyone's going to say, oh, I have, it's a bizarre to the makom, my nether is worthless. So amai palik b'chavad avivimo. So why does he argue, why does he allow you to use Chavar Makom as a Chavar Avivimo? You could also say, person could say, oh, I have a mother and a father, it would be a bizarre to them, I don't need to go to Chacham either. There shouldn't be a difference whether it's Chavar Makom or Chavar Avivimo. According to Rabbi Leza, you should never use either one of these as a Pesach. So the Ron explains, Efshir, the Sphere Leila Rabbi Eliezer, perhaps he understands, there's certain Adarm that are very, very weak, and not so severe in the eyes of the people. She'ein la'aviv lima zilzul behen, and that the parents won't be so mizalzal about it. He takes a small little nether. No, he's going to whatever the nether is, something small. I won't eat grapes. Not a big deal. And the parents won't be disgraced by that. Bahani lekel miftach bubachavet ima v'imo. That's not going to qualify as a dishonor to the parents. Hilkach kevin dechol nedarim lo sagi lehu b'hai pischa minedarim. Since not every nether is sufficient to be used with this pesach, the sagi lehu nami poskim b'tim asin and mishmaisin. Therefore, you'd have to go to chacham to ask a shayla. That's his first shot, according to the Ram. It doesn't apply. Covered aviv doesn't apply to every single case. For Rabbanan Srilu, says the Ram, the Rabbanan are of the opinion, d'im isa de poskim lechuli nedri sagi vimkein ein nedarim nishal nechacham hilkach bechuli ein poskim. He says, since there are some that accuse of Pesach, what's the line saying again? Rabban Tabri Lahu Im Isa the Poskin Lhulu Nidre Sagi Vimkain Ain Nidarm Nishan Lakham Hukah Bhuli Ain Poskin. I'm not sure what he means by that.
Translated it all the time. Maybe you'll make up a sentence.
Okay. Great. Fine. Let's go weiter. There's another shot here in the Ran, though. Should we do this? We don't need to do this, I don't think. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah now says...
That even a small neder would be enough, unless you say no. Even a small neder would be important enough so that you should regret.
It will be a zilza for the parents. Right. Uh-huh.
That's
the point.
Why they say that. Then it would apply for everyone, and they also hold that.
Ah, okay. Fine. The Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah again. Machlokas Abai Rava. What does it mean? Again, Reb Tadluk says you could use Kavod Makom. Rabbi Elazar Chacham said you can't use it because then every nether ain't nedarim. And what does that mean? So again, bias ain't nedarim means it's not going to be a good heter nedarim because we're concerned he might be lying. He's not going to be so brazen to say, I wouldn't have taken the nether had I known, but he's really lying. And Rabbi says no, because then a person's going to say, every single nether has this covered makom issue. I could just matir my own and he'll never go to a Chacham. So Gemara is going to bring a proof from the Mishnah to one of the opinions. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, B'davar Shebeinu L'Avin Aviv V'Imo, Sheposchen L'Bachavad Aviv V'Imo, Chachamim agree, although they argue with Rabbi Eliezer that you can't use Kavod Makom as a Pesach, they agree you can use Kavod Aviv V'Imo, even though they argue in general you can't use Kavod Aviv V'Imo, if it has to do with the Aviv V'Imo, it's a situation where you took a nether that my parents can't get hana from me, then even the Chacham would agree you could use the honor of the parents as a Pesach. So the Gemara analyzes this and says, Bishma, this all makes sense, Labaye, Damar, Im, Kain, Ein, Nidarm, Nitarim, that what it means you can't use the Kavod Makom because we can never trust the guy, whether he's really telling the truth or not. And it's not going to be a sufficient heter. But here, but with regard to parents, we can trust them. Like we said before, David, even though you might be a very nice person and follow Acha, you might be a real chutzpah to your parents. Well, how do we know? The very fact that you took a nether in the first place to your parents, that you said, you can't get any of my money, I'm very successful, I sold my business for millions of dollars, and you can't get any hana from me. That very statement initially was a chutzpah. So he has no problem saying later on that I didn't care about my parents.
So he's not a good guy.
No, you have a good guy who is disrespectful to a parent. The Mishnah, the end of Sota tells us, the Gemara and the Sota tells the end of days, which you find ourselves in the future, that the older people will be standing up for the younger people.
Well,
the older people, what's supposed to be, the younger people stand up for the older people. We show respect to the older people. Okay. As we get closer and closer to the Ikvah, the Mashiach, the older people are going to start standing up for the younger people. Okay. And the younger people would start demanding respect. Children demand respect from their parents, and unfortunately, we see this. The parents are being led by the younger, by the kids.
It's a bad thing.
A bad thing, yes.
It's latid lavo, you know.
Yeah.
The boof. Okay.
There is a way to read it as a positive way, I think.
Sure,
but
there is.
But the pashas is that the younger people are going to be screaming at their parents, as we see nowadays. They'll be demanding from the parents this and that, and the parents will be standing up, scared of their own children.
So that doesn't change any of the statement. That doesn't change that. the guy that asks for an old guy to stand up and he doesn't make him good? It is. It is.
No, but that's going to be normal. It's going to be normal. You could still find the good guy.
It doesn't mean that if it's normal, oh, tzarat avim chatzin nechama. Okay, so
no. No, but you're assuming. No, wait, you're assuming just because he's disrespectful to his parents, he doesn't keep anything. That's not true.
Are you respectful to your parents?
Not when I was a teenager.
Because you have no sechel, but now.
But people do nedarim when they're teenagers.
Who do nedarim when they're
teenagers? You're assuming it's either all or nothing.
It is. In Pshuto, in essence, that's what it is. If you're a good guy, if you mezazen your parents, you're not a good guy, even though that Ricky thinks that I'm a good guy.
Okay, fine, you're a bad guy, you know? But you still keep nedarim. You can keep nedarim and be a guy. You're keeping nedarim, you're still a bad guy. But there's nedarim going to work.
There's no.
This is for Hashkafashir.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Save for Hashkafashir. Fine. So anyway, it makes sense according to Abai. This all makes sense that even though when it comes to a mug covered a makom, he wouldn't be so brazen and say, I didn't care about the respect of a makom. He would lie and say, yes, I cared. Had I known, I wouldn't have taken the nether. Even though he really would have taken the nether. When it comes to his parents, he would be so brazen to admit publicly, yes, I don't care about my parents. I don't care about the kavod. Haraya, I took a net in the first place, that they can't get any of my wealth that I've accumulated. Ella, the Rava, according to Rava, the Amar, Im Kain, if that's the case, Ein Nedarim Nisham L'Chacham, that if we say you can't use kavod HaMakom because then everyone's going to say, I don't need a Chacham. I'll just say the net I took was a bizarre to the Makom and there's no net there anymore. Chacham, my poschin. When it comes to a parent, so why is there a Pesach? The same thing applies to a Pesach. To the parent. So the Gemara says, Amri kevin dechal nidre losagi lehun lav chacham hachanami poschim. The response is, since every nether, it's not enough without a chacham, meaning you need a chacham to undo the Pesach, here too also, you cry the Pesach.
This would only apply in a case where he makes a nether that affects his parents. Right?
He's only going to make a nether that affects his parents. Right, so here.
So you would say that every time anybody makes a neder of experience, he has a Pesach. Then whenever he makes a neder of experience, he won't go to a chacham. But it's saying no. Basically, it's a very specific case, and all the other cases, I think so. If that applies with his parents, he would still go, or no?
I think you're saying right. Let me just process this for a second. Let's look at the Ron here. Let's see how the Ron says this. The Ron says, if you look at the medium wide lines, four medium wide lines down, it says, Hacha, am I poskim? This is part of the question. According to Abai says, the reason why you can't take, rather, according to Rava, the reason why you can't use kavod makom is because no one's going to ever go to Chacham anymore. They'll just say, oh, it's a bizarre to the makom. So the Ron explains, Vaha ikal mechash, there's room to be concerned, kevin the yada, the poskim lo b'chavod avivimo. Since I also know I could use my parents as a Pesach, afu yiftach lasmav lo yelech etz chacham. So I'm going to say, this was a bizarre to my parents. I don't need a chacham. That should also be a concern by the chavar of the parents. And the response of Gemara is, kevin dechol nidre lo sagi leblo chacham. Since every nether is not enough without a chacham, meaning every nether requires a chacham, sharei b'shar nedarim ain poskim b'hem b'kavod av avimo, by other nedarim, like you say, Ricky, by non-nedarim not related to my parents, a stam nether, nothing to do with them, I cannot use their honor as a Pesach. I therefore need to go to a chacham. Mitoch shen yodei limtzo b'hem Pesach, since I don't know how else to find my exit strategy, tzach hul sheyelech etz chacham, I need to go to a chacham. That happens to a general, now they're not related to my parents, Hachan, Nami, Poskin, here too also, Shemitoch, Shehurga, Lelech Eitzachacham, Apa Nidarim, Helalu, Yelech Eitzla. So too, by other Nidarim, that even though they have to do with my parents, I will also go to Chacham.
I have a different question.
But you have that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ones that think that the Nidarim is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And the one that takes it are Reshaim.
And the one that thinks Rishayim, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. It takes Nedarim, which is bad.
It's a chote, right? It's a chote.
Okay. What does it matter even the whole union of Neder? Because it cannot hold. How can Rasha do a mitzvah? Meaning, Rishayim v'chayim kruim etim. So, it doesn't hold to begin with, whatever he said.
This is getting way too deep for me.
You know?
This is on the Tanya show.
Yeah.
No, it's something to.
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, quote to the Mishnah, Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer Poschim Benola. The second half of the Mishnah told us that there's a machlokas whether you could use Nolad as a Pesach. Had he known that this person would become a sofer, had he known this person would be marrying off his son, that's Nolad. Rabbi Eliezer said you can use Nolad as a Pesach. The Chacham says one may not use Nolad as a Pesach. We also had the example of a bias. You said, I can't have a nether from this. I took a nether, I can't get Hanah from this bias. And it turns out they made this house into a shul. Rabbi Eliezer said you may use it, and the Nolad is a Pesach, and Chachamim argued. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rabbi Eliezer permit you to use Nolad as a Pesach? A Samar of Chista, the Makra, the Pasuk says, oh, by the way, just to remind us, this was the Pesach, Nolad was a Pesach that Rabbi Akiva used. Remember, with his father-in-law, took a nether that his daughter, can't get any hana. And then Rabbi Akiva said, had you known that your daughter... Brings it, oh yeah?
It says, Rabbi Min HaRishonim, I saw it before, I didn't want to interrupt, but way at the beginning, Rabbi Min HaRishonim Makshim Mikan Ala Masih HaMefursam Bechot Beben Kalba Savua Yedirat Beno Mikol Nechasav Mishum Shenisa LeRabbi Akiva Shubi Bebat Shet Kalba Savua.
No, he said no?
No, it says Beben. I don't know. Oh, Ben Kalba Savua, that was his name.
His name, yeah.
Ah, okay. Shedirat Bito Mikol Nechasav Mishum She... ניסה לרבי עקיבא שהיה רואה, ולאחר זמן, כשבא לפני רבי עקיבא ליישל את נדרו, שאלו רבי עקיבא, אם נדר על דעת זה שיהיה חותנו תלמיד חכם, וכששיב בשלילה, הטילו רבי עקיבא את נדרו על סמך פתח זה.
Right, it's Nolad. So the answer is, we pass like Chachamim that you can't use Nolad as a Pesach. So how can we keep using it as a Pesach?
That's a clear Nolad, right?
So in Tosas answers, I think it's Tosas and Ksubis. May the Ran quotes here. With Tosas and Ksubis he quotes? And the Ran and the Dharma.
It says, Re'el Eil Nun Aleph Hara Le Mispar Terutzim Al Kushos.
So the answer that Tosas says is that it wasn't Nolad. This is like the big
divuch. He was already in him.
Not only him, but every single person has that potential to become a big Talmud Chacham.
Like he said yesterday.
Right. Exactly. So therefore wasn't Nolad. Okay, the Gemara says, so my time with Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer not, why does he allow you to use Pesach Nolad as a Pesach? So Amar Rav Chista, Damakra, the Pasuk says, Ki Mesu Kol HaNashim, because all the people had died. What's the context here? He's talking about, there you go. Okay, when he went to Midian, and Hashem said, time to go back to Mitzrayim, because those who were seeking out your death, they all died. So, that's what it sounds like, I guess. I'm not sure, but the Pasha says, Kimasu. They all died. Without getting onto the details. So, why is it about Misa, the Nolad who? Isn't Misa saying that it's Nolad? So I guess that Moshe Rabbeinu must have taken a nether. Let's see what the Ran says here. The Ran says around 8 lines up. Ki meso kol anoshim habavakshim es nafshach. Apa gav the Yisro hishpi la Moshe. He made him take a shua. We're assuming shua and zamer are the same thing. Ki dechsev vayoel Moshe l'sheves es ha'ish v'yitain lo sipora. He made him swear to sit here and marry Tzipora. V'afu hachi Moshe Rabbeinu lo hayo nishpa ela mitoch shaya yari midasim v'aviram. He only took the shua because he was scared of dasim v'aviram. Died. Now they didn't really die because they lived till Korach. They lost. I think they lost all their money and different things. The Gemara might say. I think the Gemara is about to say that. Isn't this a Pesach? This is Nolad. How can you know that's a Pesach? Asks the Gemara. So we say from here, Mikan Shaposkim Nolad. This is Rabbi Eliezer's Araya that you can use Nolad as a Pesach.
I'll exactly say it again.
Moshe fled from Dasan Vavirim. Dasan Vavirim were fighting. Moshe says to them, stop fighting, guys. You didn't, right? So he runs away, says, you're going to kill us like you killed them.
And he ran,
said, make a shrua to stay with me here. Right. Now, when Moshe took the shrua, he only had in mind to take the shrua because he was scared of Dasan Vavirim. Right. So Moshe says, don't worry. Hashem says, don't worry, they died. It's okay. You go back now. But
was
so you're
really afraid of Dasan Vavirim, or was he afraid of that they reported him to the Egyptians?
Right.
He was afraid of what the Egyptians were going
to come. Right. So it's a good question. He was scared that they were going to tell him. Now, how does he know that they didn't tell Paro yet? Maybe he told him already, and whatever the report was told back already. So it's a good question. I don't know. If you have time, I'm not sure if there's time. We're running out of time. It's only 10 minutes. I'll take a look on the side if anyone asks this question, but I think it's a great question. He was really scared of Paro, as you said. So let's just get to the end and see if we could find an answer for that. So that's nolad, because they died. It's a new event now. It's something new that he didn't know about then. So isn't that considered nolad? Yet we still view that as a heter from the Pesach for the nether. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar uses this as a raya. The Rabbanah respond back and says, "My time ayu kasavru hanu mimayisu." Wait a second, did they die? Doesn't Vavirim didn't die? V'hamar b'yochan mishum Rabbi Shimon b'yochan komalkum shenemar nitzim v'nitzavim ena el dasan Vavirim. And the pasuk uses those words, which it does use several times. That's a reference to dasan Vavirim, and that happened. Those words appear many times afterwards. Tem nitzavim. I'm not sure if it means
but
in there.
Isn't it clear? But doesn't it mention them in das Korach that they died specifically?
I don't know if look at Rashi, the Ran rather. You see, the Ran says, "Kol malkum shenemar nitzim v'nitzavim einon ela dasan vavirim shenitzim shnei anashim ivrim shenitzim nitzavim kedichse vayifku es Moshe v'sara nitzavim nekrasam lo yadin ma ninu." We don't know who they are. "Ama osan anashim shayu nitzim shel shinu l'moshe dasan vavirim hayu v'im atman hayu ba'das ba'das korach v'sham ma'amin ad lomaisu." They're also an Adas Korach. Were they mentioned explicitly?
I think so.
If they were.
I think it's mentioned specifically in the Torah.
So the question is, says Dasan Avirim.
Moshe called for them. Yeah. Moshe called for them to come to them. And they said, no, we're staying over here.
So that would have been a better raya.
Right.
Okay, all good questions. Okay. So we'll get to the end. We'll look into those two questions. Dasan Avirim, who was he scared of? And why not bring a better raya from a first pasuk?
Maybe it wants to teach us a chiddush.
Fine. So Gemara says, so they didn't die, so you can't bring Miraya from from Dasan Vavir, the case of Moshe and Hashem, because there was no Nola there. So Elam Eish Lakish, so what does it mean when it's called them that they were dead? Hashem was lying? So it says, Sheyardum Nichseyim, they lost all their property. And Amr Bishu Ben Levi, call all them Shein Lom Ben Banim Chashiv Kameis. Anybody who doesn't have children, it's as if they're dead. Shinemar Havu Li Banim Vim Ein Meisi Anochi. This was, I think, with Sarah's pleading to Avram. Give me a, no, this is Rachel pleading to Yaakov. Give me a child. And if there's no child, it's as if I'm dead. And the Pasuk says, the Gemara says further, Vitanya Arba Chashiv Kameis. There are four people who are considered dead. Ani, a person who's poor. Mitzora, a summa, blind person. Mishein Lom Banim. How do we know? Ani dichsev kimesi kol anoshim, as the pasuk we just brought. Since Dasan Vavirim lost all their property, they were considered as if they were dead. Mitzora dichsev al nasi kimes. So this is talking about the end when Miriam became mitzaras. She was considered dead. The suma dichsev machshakim hoshivanu kimesi olam. Pasuk that's found actually in Eicha. That suma is in the darkness. They're like the mesi olam. One who has no children, that's by Rachel that she pleaded for children, and if not, she was considered dead.
Children,
these are four examples.
Sons.
What?
Children or sons?
Children.
So it doesn't matter, banim or banot.
Right, yeah. And so there's one portion of the Torah where these all four actually appear based on different Rashis. Forgetting which one this is. But let's look into the Shalas quickly that we had. So I'm not seeing Tosas and Rush address any of these shilas about, again, was Moshe scared of Dasan Vavirim? He was really scared of Pharaoh. Nope, nothing here about that one. Okay, and then the other shilah was, why not bring a greater, clearer pasuk about Dasan Vavirim in Parshas Korach?
Oh, I need something. Shall the pasuk said clearly, mother?
He who says
almost
that
99.
And Dasan and Aviram had money, so then they could go to Paro at the court of Paro and say, "Hey, you got to keep after."
Right, because
you got to keep finding this Moshe guy. Keep after this Moshe.
No,
then when they became poor, no one's going to listen to them anymore. So
because there is a question: why, according to the Hebrew, I think it explains a little better that. Why did you say that specifically of the money? They could have said that they were Mitzrayim also, and that's why they are passionate to mess. Even if they were Mitzrayim and they kept the money, they could have still gone and told Paros. So the answer is that once you lose the money,